Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan was talking about a story from James Palmer. Give everybody the story again in a nutshell, my friend.
Yeah, so James Palmer was on Heed the Call with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler, and they talked about, they did a run of hot seat for coaches. And James Palmer made this point I thought was really interesting, because we know everybody in Cleveland here, I think a good chunk of the fan base is willing to drive Kevin Stefanski to the airport, maybe until they hear this.
I really do not think there's going to be a lot of openings this year. And I'm curious how this plays into it, because there are a lot of thoughts around the league that there aren't a lot of openings and there's not a lot of top tier candidates. And does that change the thinking of some teams going, is the grass actually greener or should we hang on to this for a year?
So what are your thoughts?
I think that's exactly where the Browns are. This is going to come off rude. And I don't know of a better way to put this, so I apologize now.
Okay.
We saw this coming when they traded down, right?
Right.
I think the three of us, Jeff, you, me, all looked at each other when they traded down and went, yep, year one of the rebuild is here.
Okay.
We're here. It's time to pay the Piper. It's time to pay off the credit card in the same way you had to pay off the credit card after LeBron James left. And you're sitting there watching Antoine Jameson run from three-point line to three-point line as he makes a boatload of money. So that's where the Browns are right now. You're paying off the credit card debt that came from the mistake that was the Deshaun Watson trade. And I know everybody's sick and tired of hearing that. I get it. I don't think there is a scheme on this planet or an offensive philosophy that is out there that can fix what's going on with the Cleveland Browns right now. I think changing play callers is moving deck chairs on the Titanic. And I think you are looking around right now saying, who can come in here and fix this? Oh, crud. No one. Because there's not a lot of offensive talent that's out there. Because and if you disagree with this, stop me.
Okay.
If you're going to fire Kevin Stefanski, I want an offensive-minded head coach to come in here.
Okay.
If you look around the league for offensive-minded head coaches, it's slim. And the reason I want an offensive-minded head coach is because I don't want somebody to hire my offense away. I don't like being in a position where you are a defensive-minded guy and then somebody comes in and goes, pluck. All right, I have your offensive mind that's here. Now you need to go find the next one. I think what's happening in Tampa Bay is more of an aberration than what typically takes place with those guys. I just don't think there's somebody out there who can fix this. Just don't. So if that's the case, then take another year, build up the offensive side of the ball some more, hand Kevin Stefanski some talent, and let's see how it goes in 2026. And if we find ourselves at the bye week in 2026 and you're looking around going, oh, okay, there's actually some candidates out here. Chris Shula from the Rams looks a little bit better than we thought, though he's the defensive coach of the Rams. But nonetheless, you know what I'm saying. This is looking better than I thought. Then, yeah, let's have a conversation. I just don't think there's somebody out there. I think James Palmer is right.
Do you want to hear odds?
Please.
All right. So I looked, again, just random. Who could be the Browns' next head coach? Let's start with Clint Kubiak, 20%.
I wanted to hire him as the OC.
Next would be Cliff Kingsbury.
No way in hell.
Next would be Deion Sanders.
No.
Joe Brady.
I don't know what's going on with his health.
Yeah. Joe Brady.
I don't want anybody who's worked with Josh Allen, because I think Josh Allen is a cheat code. I think Josh Allen is the equivalent of hooking up the game genie and being able to beat every single game.
Joe Brady.
Joe Brady is Josh Allen's OC, right?
I was at LSU when LSU had, you know.
Sorry. Yeah, I don't want anybody who's worked with Josh Allen. Because, I think he's game genie.
Okay. Brian Flores.
That one you could intrigue me with, though. I want an offensive-minded guy. He's pretty darn good.
One that would make Ken very happy. Ready? Mm. Who's that? You know?
No.
Matt Campbell.
I don't know enough about Matt Campbell, though. Mm-hmm. That would probably cause Ken to throw something at me for saying it.
I don't know
Iowa State well enough.
The next, and he was at 10%. Bubba Ventrone was next.
Oh,
I'll pass. Todd Monken after that.
Interesting. You could talk me to that one. What he's done with Lamar and the way that that offense has looked is pretty interesting, and I'd like to see if that's something that could work out.
It's interesting how many of these names are either here or have been around.
Had a cup of coffee around here.
Yeah, Jim Schwartz obviously would be next. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I know things didn't work perfect for Detroit. I think he's done a fantastic job with the defense here.
I don't know if he wants it.
Yeah, if he doesn't want it, I get it. I mean,
he wasn't even taking head coaching gigs when he was the head coaching interviews. I mean, gosh, those leak everywhere by these agents. And I don't remember him taking head coaching interviews when he was defensive coach of the year. What about you? Do any of those
Shorts
names
do anything, 77,
any of those names do anything for you?
I'd like to just see John Gruden's name on this list. I know the odds are super slim. Just going down the rest of this list really quick of the names that were on here. Mike LaFleur, Jeff Hafley, Jim Bob Cooter, Matt Nagy, Tommy Rees. That's about it. Brian Callahan's at the bottom.
Yeah, I don't. None of those names do it for me.
I don't know. All right, what do you think?
I've watched Matt Nagy coach. I'm good.
I've challenged you now, Northeast. So I've challenged you. Brian Anderson coming up in about 11 minutes here. But you tell me, because, you know, we're saying, are you in with Kevin or out with Kevin? And I just haven't heard a lot of people who are in with Kevin. Gabe is in Chagrin Valley. I'm assuming Chagrin.
It's Dave.
How you doing? How you doing, Dave?
It's Dave. Dave, how are you?
Yes, doing good. Beautiful day.
It is.
You know, Ken Dorsey or John Dorsey drafted Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackson wouldn't play him, so he traded away with Carlos Hyde.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
To force him to play Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb went ahead and outplayed Rookie of the Year, as a running back. He played the last eight games. He outplayed Saquon Barkley, yet Saquon Barkley still got the award. And here you got, in this draft, when they drafted Dillon Gabriel, there was nothing, no one really talked too much about it as he was drafted. When they drafted Shedeur Sanders in the fifth round, there's this famous picture where Andrew Berry is the only sad face in the room. And I wonder if Dillon Gabriel was Andrew Berry's pick and he traded away Flacco to force him to play him. And Shedeur Sanders was actually Stefanski's project. And he said, this guy can be a more accurate Kirk Cousins. I want to develop this guy. Fifth rounder is perfect and no one's going to push him into the front. And now when he traded away Flacco, Stefanski's like, fine, you want me to play Dillon Gabriel when he's not ready? There you go. And I think Stefanski is calling great plays. You've got wide open receivers. And Gabriel kind of hit the broadside of a barn. You got the guy who fell down and the guy who's wide open next to him, and he throws it to the guy who fell down. I just don't get it. So I think this might be Stefanski doing a very subtle, you want Dillon Gabriel? Fine. Here's Dillon Gabriel. Shador's my guy. And I think the people in the building know it. I think Stefanski's going to be coach of the year next year for the third time because he's ups and downs in our team. And I'm all in on Stefanski. I think he's a great-minded coach. I think he'd be a fool to trade away someone who's a nicer version of Bill Belichick for a long-term coach.
All right,
that's my take.
There you go. Dave, he's got his back. I think the quarterback stuff gets blown out of proportion when you put in your mind what you think the reality is, and sometimes I don't know if it's close or if it's true. Are you with me on this?
I sometimes wonder.
I think we are trying to fill in the blanks.
Coaching staffs, to my knowledge, do not tank games on purpose. front offices might put their thumb on the scale.
Oh, not a bad one. You mean like when I hit the scale and all of a sudden I see this tiny foot behind me and I realize it's my son? Well, not tiny, but playing jokes on me?
Yeah. Yeah. Again, coaching staffs don't tank games. Front offices might put their thumb on the scale.
Jim Strongsville, what's up, babe?
What's up, dude?
Listen, guys, I'm fine with Kevin Stefanski, the head coach. I'm not fine with Kevin Stefanski, the quarterback developer, Kevin Stefanski, the offensive coordinator, any of that. Look, I just can't trust the guy to develop a young quarterback. And that's where I'm at with him is that's what I don't trust. And I get what that guy's saying. You already have two, but I did the Palmer, but I disagree. There's still plenty of openings. And this idea that there's just no candidates. Look, I'm sorry that there's no hot coordinator that 25% of the time works out available, Jim, that everybody gets all hot and bothered for.
Jim, you've paid attention to the NFL for a long period of time, man. Do you remember situation quite like this year where you're looking around the league and going, who? I don't remember.
Almost all the time. Did you know Tomlin when he got hired? Did you know Harbaugh name when he got hired?
But we knew the Harbaugh name around here.
You knew Ben Johnson when he got hired. You knew Sean Payton when he got hired. You knew Kyle Shanahan when he got hired. We can all point to this in the same way I could hear, Tom Brady was a sixth round pick. In the same way that we can play that game. Mm-hmm. Brock Purdy was a seventh round pick. I'm aware there are those guys, but usually there's rumblings.
Jim, thank you. All right, Jeff, North Olmsted. Good conversation.
Good morning, hey, man. Guys. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
First of all, shout out St. Ed's tonight. We got Toledo Whitmer at home.
There you go.
Lakewood, big game. Son's a senior there. So
how about Mason Wilhelm? I love the fact Mason's going to go play at Ohio State. Congratulations.
It's amazing. And you know what? I can say this. Did you go to Ed's, Andy?
No. We had many, many great games against Ed's as I was growing up, and I don't have bitter memories of losing by one goal in the state championship in 1986.
That's a great tradition there, man.
No, it is. I agree.
I'm a Brexville grad. My kid, is a senior there. He transferred from North Olmsted. It was the best decision we ever made. It's just a great, great environment. But anyways, let's talk Stefanski for one second. Your last caller kind of hit my point on the head a little bit. So Stefanski's scrutiny is different as a coach because he's also the one calling the plays, right? So I took a little dive and looked at the numbers over the past 6 years from him, right? And offensively, we've only had one year where we've been, in the positive and point differential, and he's only had one top 10 offense, right? Mm-hmm. I like Stefanski, the head coach. I just want somebody else calling the play so he can actually coach the game, right? I don't necessarily say we need to get rid of him, but being vanilla and kind of having this, I've got to call the plays. And then he finally gives it up, but it's like he gave it up because he knew that he was failing, right? And I said this last week or a couple weeks ago that I thought that he was doing it to prove a point that, hey, if this coordinator calls the plays and we're not succeeding, he can go, hey, I have an out. Look, I need players. I need weapons. We still don't have enough depth on the offense, right? So it all boils down to that for me. Get the playbook out of Stefanski's hands and let him just coach the game. And I guarantee you'll see more success from that standpoint because you can tell the players do like him. They want to play for him. It's not like when you watch those locker room speeches after a game, they seem fake. They don't. When we win a game, that is. Sorry. And you can see the guys celebrating with him. So at the end of the day, winning cures everything. They want to win, and it probably sucks more than anything that they're, traveling down this road again. But, hey, it is what it is. Mm. But I'm not all in on kicking Stefanski out. I just don't want him calling the plays anymore.
There you
go. Have a good weekend, guys. Go
ahead. Thank you. Bye. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Joe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.